It was just like being a circus pony suddenly sitting in a maths test going, oh, I don't know how to be clever anymore.
Heading into the studio after 3 years and a whirlwind of success posed a few challenges for KT Tunstall. But after some time at home, she got right back to doing what she does best. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Rita Houston here. Drastic Fantastic is the title of KT Tunstall's latest album, and it's also a pretty accurate account of the almost overnight fame the Scottish songwriter encountered here in the States, thanks to the album Eye to the Telescope and a little song called Big Black Horse in the Cherry Tree. Of course, the lyrics were part of the album's success, but a big draw was the sound. And when our Claudia Marshall welcomed KT for a return visit to FUV last year, she asked about one important piece of that sonic puzzle and whether we should expect anything different in the new material.
Tell me a little bit about your songwriting and what impact the looping has on actually writing the songs.
The looping really had very little effect on the songs other than Black Horse. Black Horse was actually the only song I wrote on the pedal. And it was really the process of learning how to use it. I was really interested in finding out if I could write some songs which were very groove-based. Singer-songwriting material is usually synonymous with a lot of chord changes and quite intricate instrumentation and melody, and there's not a lot of chug repetition with singer-songwriters. But that's the kind of stuff I love. I mean, I love James Brown, The Flaming Lips, I love Velvet Underground, and these bands that just go over two chords, and they just get a groove going. So I just wanted to see if I could write a song over something fairly repetitive, and so I was just getting a groove going that I liked the sound of. And Black Horse kind of came out the pedal. My heart hit a problem in the air, and I was so stopped to death for a beat or two. Woo-hoo. I cut some cold and shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years. Woo-hoo. So it's headed to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Did you at all have that kind of thinking that, well, the first record sounded like this, I want this one to sound a little bit like that?
Yeah, I found with the first one as well, I really felt very strongly not to pen myself into any style or genre or anything. I was just, you know, I'm a massive fan of Beck. He's one of my total heroes. And
what's your favorite Beck record?
My favorite Beck record? I think I'd probably have to pick Odelay.
All right.
But it's going to fluctuate with Mutations.
Depends on the day, right?
Depends on the day. But they're very different records. And that's what's wonderful is that, you know, you can pick out Midnight Vultures and wear your PVC catsuit and go dancing. And it's the same guy who did Nobody's Fault But My Own, where you can sit and have a cry. That's what I aspire to, is an ability to be able to kind of hopscotch genres and styles, but it still remains me because I've written the song and I'm singing it and I'm playing it, and that's recognizable. Say you to me, I'm a bird with an eye for anything shiny, searching the land for a hero or a man. You say I need more than my fair share of attention, but I think you know that just isn't so. Take a trip of the light to excite me. So strong, so long, you will see. Hold on to what you ain't get fine lately. Hold on to what you know you got. Hold on to what you ain't get fine lately. Hold on, cause the world will turn if you're ready or not.
KT Tunstall, live at FUV in the song Hold On, from Drastic Fantastic. Hear the complete performance and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.